ஓம் சாந்தி. ஓம் சாந்தி. ஓம் சாந்தி. இட்ஸ் எ வார்மர், வார்மிங் அப். சோ ஹவ் இஸ் எவ்ரிவன்? ஓகே, என்ஜாயிங் யுவர் செல்ஃப்? At the first time is also here back. Yeah. Welcome specially to the first timers in this kalpa. See, when you look around the world, the universe in which we are living, we can see very clearly that it is made up of two types of energies. Physical, metaphysical, or physical and spiritual. Even our body is a combination of two types of energies: soul and body, human being. And we know how to take care of the body, how to make the body healthy, allow the body to grow. We do exercises, we take vitamins, we keep attention towards the quality of the food that we take. So the physical energy is taken care of very well. Even in the Laukic world, people say that, you know, when a child is born, if the child doesn't grow after a few years, remain as midget, parents get worried. They take the child to the doctor to consult what is happening. So everyone, whether it is physical life or spiritual life, we like to see the growth. You know, if you sow a seed, you would like to see after some time germination take place, the plant grows and gives buds, fruit, flowers and fruit. Even when somebody is born, they are infant, then become adult, grow from step to step. So in the Brahmin life also, you know, everyone would like to see growth. In Brahmin life also we have four stages. Childhood, adolescent, youth and maturity. So after being in knowledge for some years, we would like to see our growth in Brahmin life. Even in our own effort, we would like to see ourselves growing, progressing, moving forward. No, it is a healthy sign. You know, if someone becomes stagnant, neither moving forward nor moving backward, it's something not right. So this evening I'm going to share with you two ingredients, or you can say two vitamins, that is vital for our spiritual progress. We take A, B, C, D vitamins for the growth of the body. But Baba gives us these two vitamins to make us progress constantly. The first ingredient is actually enthusiasm. What is enthusiasm? If you look at the dictionary word, it means being inspired. If you understand little bit further, it means being in spirit, alive, you know, in a way. The image you can bring in front of you is a burning fire, enthusiasm. So this enthusiasm is an energy which is compared to the blood of Brahmin life. Sometimes we can also say it is the oxygen of Brahmin life. You know, without this, we cannot survive, let alone progress. So, when we come to knowledge, the first year, if somebody will ask you, how are you? What would you say? Wow, I am flying, I am dancing, I am very happy, first year. And second year, if the same question is asked, you say, okay, not so bad. And third year, surviving. So in fact, that should not be the right answer, isn't it? Every year your enthusiasm should multiply, increase. So if you look at your first year, why you were so happy, feel like flying and so light? Because everything was new. I'm introduced to new knowledge. I came to the new family. Everything is new. So there is a kind of excitement within myself. So any kind of novelty, any kind of newness creates enthusiasm. Even if somebody gives you, for example, you eat a piece of toli and it tastes very nice and you ask, what is the recipe? And then you take the recipe and you go and try it on your own. So when you are trying it first time, how enthusiastic you are. So excited how the toli is going to come up this time. So in the first year, we are very much enthusiastic, full of energy, full of vitality, because everything is new. But of course, then later, Baba gives us the opportunity to invent that newness for ourselves. No, it is like a newborn baby. Everything parents take care. The child doesn't need to do anything. So it will enjoy everything. After some time, when the child begins to walk, it will fall, it will cry. But that is a stage we have to also go through, isn't it? And so, actually, enthusiasm is being motivated, self-motivation. And you feel motivated constantly to create something new. And because if it is your own discovery, your own invention, even it gives you even more self-respect. You know, you take risks to do something new, and once it becomes practical, it creates a lot of intoxication. So enthusiasm, motivation, intoxication go together. And so I would say that, you know, you can have that energy of enthusiasm in the form of blood, oxygen, and sometimes Baba even calls it as the wings. Because when someone is enthusiastic, motivated, they feel like they are flying. Even though they are walking, they feel themselves becoming so light, weightless. And so, first of all, I need to understand how I can create this enthusiasm so that I can move forward naturally and constantly. Not like push bike, you know. Sometimes we get enthusiastic when somebody praises us, somebody gives us a kind of acknowledgement for what we do, you know, when we are recognized, we give a position. You do feel, you know, enthusiastic, intoxicated, but that is like a push bike. Somebody push your bike, you go for a while and then you stop. But it should be automatic and self-motivation. So I just share with you a couple of things that we can do so that we feel like we are progressing constantly. And of course, the sign of progress moving forward is we come closer and closer to our destination. You know, when you start your journey from home to go somewhere, if you keep walking towards your goal, you feel closer and closer, isn't it? And so that is progress, that I am moving forward, progressing, because there is self-motivation. And so for that, first of all, what I would suggest for us to do is to create novelty in everything that we do. Because in the beginning you were given newness. Everything was new, so it was easy. But now, as I move forward, I am given an opportunity to create that newness myself. And the method that we can use in order to create that newness, novelty, is an attitude of being a student. You know, always remain as a student, no matter how many years you are in Gyan. We see from the Dadis and Didis how until now they have that student consciousness. So when I have that student consciousness, then my attitude is always learning. You know, that is why they say wisdom is something that you recognize the more you know how little you know. So that student consciousness and learning attitude, these two things are very important, because this allows me to pick good things from everyone, from everywhere. Attitude of learning means taking the best from everything I see, everything I do. So when I have that attitude of learning to pick up good things from everywhere, so you can imagine how much you have in stock to experiment. So it's never ending. So you keep on, you know, feeling fresh all the time. The sign of enthusiasm is like a blooming flower, constantly blooming, you know, fresh. And that is why if you come close to a soul who has enthusiasm, you feel also fresh being in their company. Because there is always something new. Even create nothing also, from nothing also something new. And so first thing that is very important, to have that novelty, even doing Amrit Vela, you know, listening to the Murli, doing karma yoga, offering food to Baba, cooking food. It is the same food, it's the same Amrit Vela. But then if I create newness, if I make Gyan and yoga entertainment, I will look forward. You know, people all like to have entertainment, isn't it? So when you make Gyan yoga entertainment, it is really full of fun. And you look forward for the next day Amrit Vela, you look forward for the next Murli, because it's an entertainment. It's dancing, it is singing, it is swimming, you know, different ways. So I feel full of energy to experiment and explore new avenues. So that's one thing which is very important for us to progress, not get bored. You know, some Brahmins get bored in Brahmin life, saying, oh, it's the same routine, you know, same Amrit Vela, same Murli, you know, Baba says the same thing in the Murli. But no, if you have that attitude of learning, you will always find something new in every Murli. You will always see something in every Amrit Vela, you know. So this attitude I must develop. This is my special experience I'm sharing with you, because this is what helps me to enjoy Amrit Vela every day, even after 50 years. You know, never get bored of the Murli, you know. And the second thing, what is important to progress, to have enthusiasm, we should celebrate our life. Don't spend your life, you know, just feeling like, what to do? I am already in the bath of knowledge. I cannot go back to the old world. I have to survive here somehow. No, celebrate. Brahmin life is a life to celebrate. Not just Christmas day to celebrate. But for us, every day is a celebration. And what are the four things you do when you celebrate? That is what I need to do. So I feel, you know, every day is a festival. And in Hindi, the words are rhyming. Utsav and Utsah. So when I look at every day as a festivity, the whole Brahmin life, I am full of enthusiasm and I am full of energy to move forward. Not just walking, but I will be flying. So the four things that we need to do to celebrate life is, first, meeting. In any celebration, people meet. And then they greet. And then they eat. And then they share gift. That's what you will do tomorrow Christmas. Eat meat. Not eat meat. Greet, meet, eat, and gift. So this is what you need to do every day. From Amrit Vela onwards, start meeting. Baba, meeting. God is waiting for me to meet in different relationships. And then greet. Not just one day we say happy day, but for us every day is happy day. Every day is Deepavali. Every day is Shiv Jayanti. Every day is Christmas. And then eat. What you have to eat and what you have to feed others. Words that's filled with happiness. Dil kushtoli. Make other people's heart happy. Keep your heart happy. And what gift we share? The gift of blessing. Giving blessing and receiving blessing. So if I begin to celebrate every day of mine of the confluence age, life is not at all boring. You know, on a festival day, do you ever get bored? You even sacrifice your sleep in preparation for the festival, isn't it? A few days beforehand, they start to celebrate. Preparation. So second thing that I need to do is to celebrate my Brahmin life. Not spend it. It is for enjoying. Baba has given this life for pleasure. Not for living in pressure. So make sure, together with Christmas celebration tomorrow, you also take this inspiration to make your life a life of celebration. Being happy, giving happiness to others, feeding others with the words of sweetness, meeting with Baba, greeting with Baba, you know. So in that way, life becomes really enjoyable. And the third thing I need to do, to have enthusiasm in my life is to give others enthusiasm. You know, this is something interesting Baba said. If you have 80% enthusiasm, you give others 100%, you get 20% in bonus. You understand? If you have 80% enthusiasm, you encourage. You know what it means to donate blood. Giving enthusiasm to others is blood donation. So when you give blood donation to someone, you have given life to them. So you receive blessings from that soul in return. And so don't feel that because you don't have 100%, you wait until 100% enthusiasm and then you give. You keep giving. Encouraging others, automatically you will get return in the form of blessings. And that is why people who have enthusiasm in life, they say, they look 12 years younger than their normal age. They never become aged. Because there is that young vitality, energy, always moving forward, always progressing, never stop, never look back, you know. So first thing is to create. So it is something that I need to create within myself. I don't need to wait for somebody to give me enthusiasm. Because Baba has given us so much of self-respect. You know, if you can make yourself sit on each title of self-respect, and be in that self-respect, it brings you so much of intoxication, it brings you so much of enthusiasm, that I don't wait for others to give me any praise. No, this is why when there is expectation to receive from somebody else, my progress is retarded, because I only move forward when I get that recognition, when I get that praise, when I get that acknowledgement. No. I should know myself very well by now. You know, who I am, what I am, so that I am able to give myself the credit I deserve. So that's very important. So when I begin to donate, the return in the form of blessings make me move forward without effort. So that is why this question we always ask in this Brahmin life, how much percentage you are moving forward, progressing, on the basis of your effort, and how much percentage you are progressing in Brahmin life because of blessings. You think about it. I am not asking you to answer the question. But it should be that 90% should be moving forward on the basis of blessings. Then you find that effort is not a pressure at all. It's a pleasure. And we can move forward and progress in Brahmin life with enthusiasm on the basis of the blessing that we receive from others. And of course, blessings are not something you ask for. You have to claim. You claim blessings by giving happiness. You know, helping people at the time of need without being asked. So then when they are touched by that, the words, that feelings, bhavna, that emerges in their heart for you becomes a blessing. And the feeling that you get if you are moving forward, progressing with blessings, is like you are not using the staircase, you are using the lift. Is there a difference between going in the lift and going on the staircase? It takes more time, right? Climb the steps. But lift is 1 second. So you feel like you are in a lift moving forward. You are not doing anything, but Baba, Drama and the family is making you move forward. You know, that should be my feeling. So for that, we have to make sure that we accomplish, we receive blessings from everyone by giving cooperation, by giving love, giving happiness. Give. If that is my aim in Brahmin life, what you receive, the blessing that makes you move forward, progress without any effort. So one is to create enthusiasm. Because the first year you get it naturally, you know, without making effort. But then later on we have to create as we grow in Brahmin life. And second thing is to maintain that enthusiasm. If I want to consistency in my progress, not that today I got intoxicated because I was in the company of the seniors, I was in a powerful atmosphere, so I got very intoxicated to do things to progress, but it lost only for a few days. It should not be that way, you know. If I want to maintain that enthusiasm consistently, is very important. You know, creating is one thing, but you get marks in maintaining. You know, those brothers and sisters in this Brahmin family who have been maintaining that same level of enthusiasm in their effort, they are called experienced souls. They are trusted. You know, people will have trust in them and they themselves will have confidence. So what is that I need to do to maintain enthusiasm? You know, see, I always ask some Brahmins when I tour around the world, you know, why is that after few years being in knowledge, our progress becomes slow? First few years is quite good. Slowly, slowly, the speed becomes slow because we begin to, in the beginning, we did not see anybody, myself and Baba, no third person in between. But as we move along, slowly, 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 we begin to see the third person, what they are doing, what they are not doing, they should not be doing this. You know, we start to having waste thoughts about others. So our energy, time, resources are spent looking at others, thinking about others, talking about others a lot. And so our progress becomes little bit slow. So if you want to maintain that enthusiasm, what you need to do is to see yourself and see Baba. No third person in between. You know, it does happen sometimes in Brahmin life, the person who gave you course, the person who gave you knowledge, you were so impressed by that soul and you begin to follow them. In the beginning, it's okay, you see only the good things they are doing. But then, of course, as we go along, we also see the other side. We start to pick up the weaknesses and that becomes ours also. So to maintain the enthusiasm, maintain the level of progress consistently, one thing is I see myself and I see Baba, no third person in between. And if at all I see, I only see the good qualities, not get impressed by their good quality. This is one of the mistakes that we do that retards our progress is, instead of acknowledging, appreciating the speciality of others, we begin to get impressed. And when I begin to get impressed by their speciality, my intellect gets stuck in them. So my intellect cannot connect with Baba and take that power. So this is a little bit of attention I need to have as I progress in Brahmin life. Appreciate everyone, acknowledge everyone's speciality, but don't get impressed. Getting impressed is a kind of infection of the intellect. And it does not allow the intellect to connect with Baba and take that power. So see yourself and see Baba and no third person. So in that way, you are able to move forward faster. And the second thing is also, you know, all the time to make sure my attention is to follow father, follow mother, not follow any brother or sister. So that aim should be clear. My goal should be very clear in front of me so I can fasten my speed with that intoxication and enthusiasm. So I have to make sure I maintain consistency in whatever I am doing. Then the third thing is to distribute enthusiasm. Because I have to be generous in distributing enthusiasm. So how do you distribute enthusiasm? It is like sharing that enthusiasm with others, encouraging other souls to use their speciality for Baba's task as a godly gift. So the more people you encourage instead of discouraging, so the more people you encourage, the more you distribute, it comes back to you in the same amount. So your progress is very easy. So that is why they say enthusiasm should be contagious. You know, if you have it, whoever comes into your company, they also get that energy of enthusiasm. So this new year, keep this in your mind every day. How do I know I am progressing? Which means today where I am, tomorrow I will be little bit further. I am moving forward. So I have moved away from where I was. And the second thing is, I feel myself coming close to my destination. So it's a kind of fresh energy in the atmosphere. You know, when you have people with enthusiasm around you, you feel a fresh energy, a fresh air you can breathe in the atmosphere. You know, the stillness is not there. But of course, with the enthusiasm, we need the other vitamin, determination. So what is determination? Sometimes it is misunderstood as stubbornness. You know, both are powerful mind. Somebody who is stubborn is also very powerful, strong. Somebody with determination is also strong. But for progress, I need to have determination. No, determination is willpower. If you only have the desire and you don't have determination, you can't progress. Desire should be combined with determination. So determination means three things. I am, I will, and I can. Even Sakar Baba always liked those souls, you know, who used to do things when he asked them to do it. Instantly. So determination is thinking and doing at the same time. Thinking and being at the same time. That is determination, the power of the mind. You know, you see your thoughts getting accomplished. So it's not that I have a thought, but I say, I will try. No, that is why they say, where there is a will, there is a way. So determination means do or die. That is the aim. You know, no termination once you have started your journey. No turning back, no termination. That is determination. Always keep moving forward towards my goal, towards my destination. So for that, for determination, you need to have faith. If you don't have faith in yourself, if you don't have faith in Baba, if you don't have faith in drama, you cannot have determination. That's why Baba always says, faith is the foundation of success, but determination is the key. So determination is tested by two weaknesses. You know, carelessness and laziness. You may have enthusiasm to move forward, but then halfway, your enthusiasm is, made less because of lack of determination. So, weak mind. Not now, later. Not today, tomorrow. Not me, somebody else. So, when that kind of weak thought comes, my determination is gone. So determination is a positive quality. Stubbornness is selfish. It's negative. You know, some people who are stubborn, they also have power of the mind to get something for themselves. Selfish. So that is not we need in making effort. To move forward in effort with the flying stage, I need to have the power of the mind. I need to have the faith in myself. No, I was victorious, I am victorious, and I will be. So, Baba says, you know, Baba always liked the slogan, whatever you have to do tomorrow, do it today. Whatever you need to do today, do it now. Those who have determination will not procrastinate. Procrastination is the enemy of an effort maker. So when you have the thought of procrastinating something, you really disrespect that thought. You know, you say no, now. Determination means now or never. You know, because if I don't do it now, I will never do it later. And that is why Baba always talks about children doing something now. Even in yesterday's Murali, Baba was saying that, you know, we understand the value of time, but then we sometimes procrastinate. And so the time passes, and then that time cannot come back. So if I want to really, if I realize that I have come so late in knowledge and I want to move forward with fast speed, then I have to have determination, willpower to make things happen. You know, those who have the power of determination, they are go-getters. You know, when I say go-getters means they make things happen. There will be hurdles, there will be challenges, there will be tests on the way, but they would not give any excuse. You know, they always remember that Baba has chosen me out of so many millions of souls. For what? Because Baba has faith that I will do it. And when I have to do it now, if I don't do it, I will never do it. So in that way, my power of determination increases. And my own experience is, you know, I have developed determination in my life because of enthusiasm and discipline. And I have seen that if I have disciplined myself, then I am able to do what I want to do. Because discipline is really the other name for freedom. So I have so much of time left to get things done, what I want, if I am disciplined. And sometimes we are not organized so well in Brahmin life because we are not disciplined. So we never get time to do what we want to do. And so, try to discipline yourself, you know, to do the right thing at the right time, in the right way, then you don't have to look back towards it. So your energy is saved, and you can use that energy to create newness in your effort. So without determination, you know, especially those of us who have come late in Baba's knowledge, and we want to gallop faster, it is not possible. That's why Baba says, those who have come late, they can go fast and get first, provided they make intense effort. So what is intense effort? Consistency. So determination allows you to be consistent. You know, it's not like 1 month you wake up Amrit Vela every day, listen to Murli, and another month you sleep. Two step forward, one step backward. Where you are, you are standing where you are, isn't it? So I need to make sure there is consistency. So, in determination and to maintain that consistency, I need discipline. So, if I am disciplined, I can be consistent, and that consistency actually builds up power. So, how do you develop determination in life? You know? So, you have to keep away from the two enemies, laziness and carelessness. That will always make you weak-minded. Not taking responsibility. You know, some people, they cannot make decision. They are indecisive. Why? Why people are indecisive to make decision for themselves? Because they are scared of responsibility. Because when you make a decision, you are responsible for what you decide, right? And so some people never wanted to take that responsibility, so they always procrastinate decision making. Finally, they don't achieve anything in life. So I should be able to be precise in making decision and keep up. You need to have determination to keep up the promises that you make. You know, that's why it is always said, it's easy to make promise. But to keep up the promise, you need to have the willpower. You know, old sanskaras will come, other people's ideas will influence you, your own sanskaras will influence you, but no. I have made up my mind, and I will stay in put, you know, until I reach my destination. No matter what. So with that strong willpower, so you are able to develop determination in your life. Not stubborn, you know, not something for myself. Determination is for the sake of progress for myself and for the progress of everyone. It is a virtue, it is a power. It determines your level of thinking, how powerful it is. And the second thing that I also need in order to develop determination is to have faith in myself. Self-confidence. Without having self-confidence, you cannot have determination that you are capable of doing something. You are capable of moving forward. And how do you develop that self-confidence? You know, see yourself as Baba sees you. Always listen to the words that Baba speaks to you so that you are always encouraged. You know, sometimes we try to listen to what comments people pass about me and then we get affected and our progress is retarded. So don't move forward in Brahmin life on the basis of the comments people pass or on the basis of the image that they have about you. But always keep how Baba looks at me. What is Baba's vision towards me? What is Baba's comment towards me? And that you can understand from everyday's Murli, isn't it? Baba speaks about it so clearly. And so if I can just base my progress on the basis of that, I will never go backward. But because today somebody may praise you, tomorrow the same person will also defame you. So your stage will be fluctuating. So if I want to really constantly on the progress, growing and coming forward towards my destination, I just listen to what Baba tells and have the image vision towards myself as Baba would have. So then I will never get discouraged. I never become disheartened. Especially, you know, they say in Brahmin life, to be disheartened is a kind of heart failure. So never become disheartened. You know, if you make a mistake, be honest and ask for forgiveness. say I made a mistake. It's nothing wrong to make a mistake. Everybody is allowed to make a mistake once. So I admit, I ask for forgiveness, I move forward. You know, sometimes we feel guilty. Having made mistake, we don't express honestly to the seniors or Baba, so the guilt does not allow you to progress. Keep a clear conscience. You know, when your conscience is clear, you are able to move forward very fast. Just like when there is clear traffic, you can drive faster and reach the destination. So in the same way, so don't be guilty about making mistake. Of course, without making mistake, how do you know you are learning? You know, when you put your hand into something new for the first time, so there is possibility. So it is okay when we are corrected. Don't get upset. Don't reject the correction that is given to you. This is something I like very much from Mama's teaching. Mama used to say, if somebody gives you correction, even though you have not made a mistake, but don't reject the correction. Accept it and store it in your intellect. It will be of use to you maybe today or tomorrow. So, and also I keep myself open for seniors to give me correction. But if I react or reject, I close my doors for my progress. So that's why I said, if you have enthusiasm, you know, learning attitude, you will take everything that is happening as a stepping stone of success. And so you will never stop. So it is not just enough to, you know, say Happy New Year, Happy Christmas, Happy Deepavali for one day and feel enthusiastic about it. We dance and sing and eat, and then next day we get so tired. We sleep. No, our life is consistent. So when everything is done in balance, so we can maintain the consistency. And so by seeing us progressing, other people take a lot of inspiration. You know, I remember when somebody was saying that you always have to remind yourself, we are all walking on the same path. Somebody is in front of me, somebody is behind me. If I keep moving forward, everything will keep moving forward. If one person stops, it will stop the whole traffic. So I become the cause. So this is why I should have the right role model whom I should follow in this Brahmin life. So I will never get stuck. I will never look back. I will keep moving forward. And the best role model for us is Mama and Baba. So if I can follow Mama, Baba at every step, it's like a highway. You know highway? Why people choose highway to drive? Because there is no stopping, there is no turning. So you can go straight. So in that way, I will never lose my enthusiasm, my motivation, you know, and my determination to keep my promises under all circumstances. So let this new year help each and every one of us to move forward, not with ordinary speed, progress with intense speed, so that we are able to reach our destination at least on time, if not before time. So I hope that, you know, each one can draw the momentum, keep the momentum going, so that together we can help each other and touch our goal on time, so that we can join Baba to go home and come back into the new world. So I wish all of you a fast progress in the year 2020. Whatever has happened, don't look back. Because one looking back again retards our progress, isn't it? Learn from the mistake, correct the present and brighten the future. They always say past is for wisdom, present is for action, future is for joy. Right? So in that way I am able to take the benefit of every moment of the confluent sage. So understand the power of now, the present, and make the best use of it. While learning from the past and planning for the future, but live in the present. And let your present become a present for others, a gift. So you will again receive blessings from them for your progress. Okay? Om Shanti. We have eight minutes. If any question, anybody wants to ask? Any question, anyone? No question? How is your progress? First, second, third grade, gear. So let us have the aim to, as Baba says, today also Baba said, don't make time your teacher. Learn from Baba teacher or drama teacher. Why Baba said don't make your time your teacher? Because if you make time teacher, you have to pay fees. Baba don't charge you to teach you. Drama also don't charge you to teach you, but time will charge you. What is the fee you have to pay? Repentance. That is for the Ajnani souls. So that is why make use of the every moment that comes in front of you, so that you don't need to regret, I was given the chance, I did not make use of it. So make every opportunity, turn every situation opportunity into a fortune, so that you create the best for yourself. Okay? Om Shanti.